Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking about strata committees in New South Wales, what the role actually involves, what you're responsible for, and why a bit of training goes a long way.
And this one is relevant to a lot of people. There are thousands of strata schemes across NSW, so if you own a unit or apartment, there's a decent chance someone's asked you to put your hand up for the committee at some point.
The article is called Strata Committee Members in NSW, Your Role, Responsibilities, and CPD. And the first thing worth saying is that this is a voluntary role. You don't need a real estate license. You don't need prior experience. You're usually just an owner who agreed to help.
Which sounds simple, but then you find out you're making decisions that affect every other owner in the building. The value of their homes, how much they pay in levies, whether the roof gets fixed before it starts leaking into someone's ceiling.
Right. So let's set the scene. A strata scheme is a property divided into lots, your unit, and common property, the shared areas like stairwells, gardens, roofs, and lifts. Every lot owner is automatically part of the owner's corporation, the legal body that owns and manages all of that common property.
And the owner's corporation is large and only meets formally a few times a year, so they elect a smaller group, the strata committee, to handle the day-to-day running between those meetings.
Exactly. All of this sits under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015 and its regulations, overseen by NSW Fair Trading. The committee is elected at the annual general meeting.
So what does the committee actually do between those AGMs? Because I think people assume it's mostly showing up to the odd meeting.
It's quite a bit more than that. You're arranging repairs and maintenance of common property. You're overseeing the scheme's finances. You're helping set levies and making sure the scheme can actually afford to pay its bills.
And levies are worth spending a moment on, because this is where a lot of schemes get into trouble.
They do. Schemes run on two separate funds. The administrative fund covers day-to-day costs, cleaning, gardening, insurance, minor repairs. The capital works fund, which used to be called the sinking fund, saves for major long-term work, like repainting the building, replacing the roof, or upgrading the lifts.
And if the committee sets levies too low,
the scheme can't maintain itself. You store up problems and end up hitting owners with a large special levy later when something major needs doing and there's no money in the fund to cover it.
Which no owner wants to find in the mail. What about bylaws? Because that's where a lot of neighborhood tension plays out. Pets, parking, noise, renovations.
Bylaws are the rules that govern all of that. The committee's job is to apply them fairly and consistently. And the article is clear on this. You can't enforce a rule against one owner and ignore the same breach from another. That invites disputes straight away.
Okay, so there's real responsibility here. What are the actual duties a committee member takes on?
The Act sets out how committees have to behave. In plain terms, you're acting in the interest of the scheme as a whole, not just your own corner of it. You avoid conflicts of interest, follow the proper process for decisions and spending, and keep honest records.
And if something goes wrong between owners, a dispute over noise, or a levy, or a repair that never gets done, what happens then?
The first step is internal. Talk it through. Follow the process. Keep records. If it can't be resolved, NSW Fair Trading offers guidance and mediation. And the NSW Civil and Administrative Tribunal, NCAT, can decide certain strata matters. A committee that keeps clean records and follows fair process is in a far stronger position if a matter ever reaches that stage.
There's also the question of the strata managing agent, which a lot of schemes use. How does that fit in?
It's something new members often find confusing. The agent handles the heavy administrative work and keeps the scheme compliant, but the committee still makes the decisions. The agent advises and executes. Knowing where that line sits is one of the most useful things to get clear on early.
So you're not just rubber stamping whatever the agent recommends?
You're not. You're the decision maker. The agent is there to support that.
Given all of that, the legal framework, the two funds, bylaws, meeting rules, it sounds like proper training would make a real difference for someone just starting out.
The article puts it well. Nobody is born knowing strata law. Most committee members are owners who put their hand up to help. A short, plain English course turns a nervous new member into a confident, useful one.
And Archer Institute has something built specifically for this situation.
Strata Member CPD, built for committee members and lot owners in New South Wales. It's online and self-paced, so you can fit it around the rest of your life. It covers your duties, how the two funds work, the bylaw process, and how to run a meeting, all grounded in the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015.
So if you've just been elected and you're not quite sure what you've signed up for, that's where to start.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute website. And if you want to know more about the course, call the Australian-based team on 1-800-069-273. Archer Institute delivers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real support behind it. They'll walk you through what the course covers and how it fits your role.
Thanks for listening.